Hello and welcome back to the 7MLC podcast with me, your host, Michael Lewis Cunningham. I'm not actually sure which episode we're in terms of number. It's been a while since I uploaded, but either way, we're going to jump straight into it. And today's episode is all about investing in your future self. So hello to anyone who is still listening, still subscribed to this podcast. I really appreciate you sticking around while I haven't uploaded in many months. And I was thinking about this two ways. So I've talked about this on the podcast before. Perspective is key. So I was thinking about the podcast. I was reminded of it the other day, actually. And I was thinking more about it. And I was like, why did I stop? And of course, you know how life is. Things get in the way. Your circumstances change. This has been a crazy year for me. I'm going to unpack that in another episode because there's a lot to unpack. Honestly, I've been through quite a few experiences this year, playing for FC Tulsa, going out on loan to another club. And there's a lot of lessons I've learned that have helped me grow as a player and a person that I want to share with you guys. But speaking of perspective, I was thinking about this podcast and I was like, wow, it's been 10, 11 maybe months since I've uploaded. Is there any point? Is anyone still going to be listening? Do I even want to do this? And then I thought, you know what? Instead of thinking about it like it's been so long since I've done it, I don't want to continue it. I've actually gained 10 to 11 months more life experience, playing experience. So there's so much more to share. So now is the best time ever to start the podcast back up. There's no time like the present, right? So we're going to be jumping into today's episode. And I was thinking about this morning, about investing in your future self. So something I've been doing recently every morning is going on a walk, maybe a 2 to 3 mile walk in the morning. Sometimes I'll go with my wife. This morning I went by myself. My wife was busy, but I want to stay consistent with that habit because I've been really enjoying going for morning walks. It's the first thing I do. I take my coffee with me. Sometimes I'll take a matcha. I've been really getting into green matcha tea recently. And I'll go for a walk, and it's just such a great way to start the day. Not only are you accomplishing something, but you're getting a bit of exercise. You're taking in fresh oxygen. You're getting in nature. And it really helps me organize my thoughts, really gets the blood flowing, and just it's the perfect start to the day. It really sets the rest of my day up to go well because I get to take inventory of how I'm feeling physically, how I'm feeling mentally. I can figure out what I want to accomplish from this day, set it up, go about the plan of actually accomplishing those things. I would really recommend it. So if you do have time in the morning or if you want to make time, I would fully recommend just try going for even just a mile. Just go for a walk in the morning. Try it out for a week and let me know how it changes your life because honestly, it's been a game changer for me. I think I'm going to be doing this every single day now if I possibly can because it's just been such a game changer for me. But anyway, on my walk this morning, I was thinking about my future self a little bit more because I think what's more common these days, we talk about focusing on the present moment, always be in the present. And as much as I think that is a great thing, I think if we're always thinking about our present self, sometimes we can make poor decisions in relation to our future self. So obviously it's a positive thing to be in the present, engaging with people, taking care of what you need to today and everything like that, because sometimes you can get overwhelmed if you think about the future or if you think about the past. So staying true to the present moment is a good thing in some circumstances. But sometimes if we're always thinking about what we want today, that doesn't set ourselves up best for tomorrow. Like, for example, if I'm like, today I just want to eat cake. I just want to eat junk food. I don't want to train today. This is how I'm feeling today. Sometimes if we're always listening to that voice, that's going to put us in a worse position tomorrow. If we do that consistently and we're not training, we're going to get behind on our progress as a player. If we're eating unhealthily consistently, we're going to gain weight or get out of shape, which is going to get us further away from our goals. So I was thinking more about this. And on the flip side, if you're always thinking about the future or the past, that's also going to get you in a negative situation as well. So really what the perspective I was trying to gauge this morning is how can I get a good balance of, yes, thinking about the present moment, but also thinking about my future self and my past self, because all three together is a really important way to measure where you're at, how far you've come, and what direction you're going. So when we look at the past, it's easy to see, okay, 2 years ago, I was in this position, maybe financially, or I was playing for this team. Maybe I was in college and now I have a job and I'm had this promotion. So it's easy to see progress when we look retrospectively. But oftentimes we don't spend enough time thinking about our future selves, because ultimately that is so important. And your future is based on your present self. So whatever you do consistently today adds up, and that leads into your future self. But what really hit me this morning when I was thinking about my future self is that my future self is going to be a more advanced, more intelligent, wiser version of who I am now. Because naturally in life, you go through experiences, and the more experiences, life events you go through, you gain knowledge, you gain experience from those things. Maybe you take courses, you just naturally grow as a person. You might go to school, you might have interactions with people, mentors that educate you and put yourself in a better situation, and you have a better clarity and perspective on certain situations than you did before. So when we think retrospectively, it's easy to see that evolution, but sometimes we can't see that thinking forward. So what I want you to get out of today's podcast is to find the balance of including your future self in your daily decisions. So when you're thinking about your training, sometimes it's easy to get down on yourself thinking about the present moment, knowing you're not quite at your goals yet. I think about the year 2020, what a crazy year that was for all of us. So many of us had our football leagues cancelled, you know, schools were shut down, a lot of people lost their jobs. So when we thought in the present at that moment, everything looked very gloomy, didn't it? It just looked like everything was falling apart. Everything was setting us back from achieving our goals. It just wasn't an ideal situation for the majority of us. So for me, especially as a footballer, you only get a few years to play football, especially at the professional level, once you finally break into it. So I want to maximize every season that I get the opportunity to play. And I remember thinking last year, my professional indoor season got cancelled early. And then I found out that same team wasn't going to be coming back the next season. So I was in a state of limbo, wondering, where am I going to play? I'm currently without a team. Most of the leagues around me have been cancelled, so I can't even play local football at the minute just to stay sharp. All I can do right now is just train individually. And I remember I was training every day. And you get to a point where when you don't have a certain vision in mind or a certain target to work towards, the training can become quite demotivating. You can start going through the motions a little bit, but then something clicked with me. I started to think a little bit more about my future self rather than my present self. So when you think about your present self, all you know is what you know in that present moment. So if it's not going well, everything else feels like it's not going well, and it can be discouraging. But what I started to think about was, things are going to get better. I'm going to be a better version of myself through this training. And there will be opportunities that come in the future once things get sorted out, leagues start back up. There's going to be opportunities. So if I'm not training hard now, I'm not going to be in a good situation for my future self. I'm not going to be as fit. I'm not going to be as sharp. So I'm not going to take advantage of those opportunities. So that really helped me stay on course with my training and get ready for that opportunity. And I could not have expected 2021 to go how it did. Ended up signing a USL Championship contract. You know, it was unbelievable. I went through some tough times last year, tough times this year, which I'm going to unpack in a future podcast. You know, there's a lot of challenges playing for this team. I had a lot of injuries, a lot of issues trying to break into the starting 11. And I learned a lot through it, but I was growing. And I think the perspective of thinking about my future self is something that really helped me along the way, because even when you're going through challenging times and they don't feel great, that's going to make you better in the future. So it allows you to be a bit more patient with that present situation. So that's really the mindset I want you guys to adopt today, is always have your future self in mind, at least a little bit. You don't have to always think about your future self, because if you're always thinking about your future self, it's going to be tough to enjoy the present moment as well. Of course, you want to be eating as healthy as you can as an athlete, but if you're always eating healthy all the time, never treating yourself, it's going to be hard to enjoy the present moment, and that's an easy recipe for getting burnt out. So make sure there's a balance between looking retrospectively at how far you've come, look back on your life. There's also really important to think about the present moment. As I've mentioned before, if you're not taking care of the present moment, the future is not going to take care of itself. The future is an accumulation of your daily habits in the present moment. So that's important. But also, I want you to spend a little bit of time thinking about your future self. That's going to help you a lot in the present as well. When you're not feeling motivated in the present moment, know that you're a work in progress, because next year, you're going to be a better player if you continue your training. You're going to be wiser. You're going to have gone through different experiences. So if you're taking care of this present moment, even when it doesn't look like there's a goal in mind or a target or there's success on the horizon, stay true to the process. Think about your future self, and it will just pay off in dividends. And this goes for all areas of your life. I'm talking more about your success, achieving your goals, but this helps with everything when you think about your finances. Something I've been trying to get better at the last couple of years is every time I get a paycheck, I pay my future self first. So that's putting money in savings, because you can never expect what happens in life. There's so many unexpected. So it's good to have your future self in a better situation, because as you go down the journey of life, things happen unexpectedly and you need to be prepared for that. So that can be your finances, but that's also with your nutrition. Maybe you don't want to eat that healthy food today. You just want to eat junk food. But think about your future self. If you're staying consistent with your healthy eating, you're going to be a lot more injury free. You're going to be a lot more energetic in the future, and you're going to prolong your careers by eating healthy now. You might not feel that immediate effect in that single day, but your future self is going to get all of those benefits. So that's going to be it for today's podcast, really. I just really wanted to share that with you. That's what I was thinking about on my walk this morning. It's all about investing in your future self, but having that balance. Think retrospectively, look back on your life, see how far you've come. Spend time in the present, of course. That's going to take care of the future, but also have your future self in mind. And trust me, your day-to-day habits will get better when you think about your future self. You're going to be a lot more disciplined, and you're going to get a lot closer to your goals. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. It's great to be back on the podcast, switching back on the mic. Hopefully I can stay more consistent with it. I really enjoyed this. So anytime I get the inspiration to record a podcast, I'm just going to go for it. But I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I'll be back with another one very soon. Until then, get out there and fulfill your potential.